弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with your brothers and sisters.
然后我知道我们当中有广东语的弟兄姐妹，所以我只会说一句话：早上。
I know there are some of us here who are Cantonese speaker, and I only know how to say one word in Cantonese. That's good morning.
因为今天早上我来到这里的时候，第一个跟我问安的就是一对老人讲广东话的。
Because this morning when I came here, the very first couple that greeted me, was an old couple, and they spoke in Cantonese.
谢谢你们，因为这个问候非常的温暖。
Thank you all. Because them greeting me gave me so much warmth.
我们很快，这已经到了第五堂了聚会。
So time passes so fast. This is already our fifth session for this weekend.
那刚刚我们读了腓立比书第四章的第四到第九节。
And we just read from Philippians 4, from 4 to 9.
那你们有圣经的，请你们继续打开，因为我们会从第一节开始讨论。
If you have your Bible, please turn your Bible to Philippians 4, because we'll start talking from verse 1.
因为这个投影的信号好像还没有接到。希望这一次有了。腓立比书我们知道是使徒保罗在监狱中所写的。
We know that the epistle of the Philippians was written by Paul while he was in prison.
一个在监狱中的人，他有很多的担忧。
A person who is in prison has a lot of worries.
我想这个大家能够体会到。
And I'm sure we all can understand that.
因为他要担忧的是他未来的处境，到底是出监狱呢，还是会被判刑，甚至处死。
He has many worries. One of them is, will I ever get out of prison? What is my future going to be? Will I be put to death or will I be released?
同时因为没有人可以知道他的前途。当你面对一个未知的时候，那个心中当然就更加常常会担忧。
At the same time, nobody knows what's going to happen to him. And when you're faced with a future of uncertainty, we know that you will be worried.
但是我们从昨天开始学习腓立比书，一直到现在，我们没有看到使徒保罗有任何的好像为他自己担忧的话语在那里。
Well, we've started studying from the book of Philippians from yesterday, and we did not see from any of his writings here in the book of Philippians of how he was anxious or worried at all.
他反而是让我们看到他总是关心腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹。
On the other hand, he showed us a lot of his love and his care for the church in Philippi.
同时我们也看到他提到了另外一个方面的内容，是让我们完全是从不同的角度来看问题。
At the same time, he showed us in his writing, from a different point of view of what he cared about.
那就是我们常常会担忧地上的事情。
That is that we are so often worried about the things on this earth.
但他提醒我们要将来面对主的时候，你会不会担忧？
But he reminded us of what we need to be worried, which is when we get to see the Lord.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那是讲到说，将来我们站在主的面前，你能不能交账？
What does that mean? It meant that when you stand in front of the Lord, how are you going to give an account of your life?
因为当我们在地上的时候，我们很少会想到为了将来的事情。
Because while we're here on earth, we very seldom think about what is going to happen to us in the future.
我们总是会关顾的是眼前的事。
Because we care about the things that are in front of our eyes, which is right now.
但是使徒保罗在腓立比书里面就提醒我们要关注天上的事。
But Paul in the book of Philippians reminded us to care about the things in heaven, things of in future.
这是跟我们思考问题是完全不同的。
This is so different from how we think on earth.
所以我们今天我们就把因为这个内容第四章比较长，我们就讨论前面一半的内容。
And so this morning we're going to focus on the first half of chapter 4.
我们把刚刚大家读的经文，我们从第一节开始，我们可以大概分成就是有六个大的部分。
And so in this first half of chapter 4, there are six... The whole of chapter 4 can be divided into six sections. But we'll only be discussing three this morning.
为了我们前面有一些弟兄姐妹没有在我们中间, 我把从昨天开始我们讨论的第一章、第二章和第三章跟大家很简单的回顾一下。
For the sake of those who weren't here over the weekend, I will very quickly summarize chapter 1, 2, and 3.
一个作监的人，他提醒腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，我们要专一的去传扬基督。
A prisoner who was sitting in prison was reminding the people in Philippi to be focused to go and spread the gospel.
他在第一章当中，他告诉腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，我们应该怎么样才是能够专一的去传福音。
In chapter 1, he reminded those people, the church there, how they could be focused to spread the gospel.
那我们要有正确的教会观念。
We need to have the correct church view.
我们要有正确的传道的观念。
We need to have a correct missionary view.
同时我们对我们在地上的生和死也要有正确的看见。
We also need to have a correct view of birth, life and death.
同时我们对这个福音的内容我们一定不能只理解一部分或者甚至把它有偏差的理解。
We need to definitely know the full content of the gospel, not more or less.
所以他特别提到了一个为主受苦的这样一个最基本的一个要道。
So he mentioned how this very basic principle of suffering for Christ.
同时他告诉我们传福音不单单是口传，事实上我们的生活，我们的人生就是在传福音。
At the same time, spreading the gospel isn't just what comes out from your mouth, it is your life, it is your lifestyle.
而且福音的工厂是这样的大，我们大家要联手，要同心合一的一起来。
And the field for spreading the gospel is just so wide, and so we need to work together to bring the gospel to the world.
然后在第二章里面，他就为我们描述了耶稣基督的榜样。
Chapter 2, he described the examples from Christ.
马可福音里面讲到，耶稣人子，他从天上来到地上，是为了服侍人。
Mark.Describe how Jesus was the son of man came and served.
他使徒保罗把耶稣基督从本身是神道成肉身来到地上这一个过程描述出来。
Paul described a process of how Christ as God came into this world as man.
这在神学上就是非常有名的讲他从不跟神同等为强夺，然后一直到死在十字架上。
This is a very famous in theology and describing how Christ didn't consider himself equality with God, but he became nothing and came as a servant.
同时，使徒保罗很简单的提了一下他自己。
And Paul very briefly mentioned about himself.
讲他自己愿意和腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹一同作为祭物献上，但是他不是作为主要，他只要点缀一下就可以了。
How he described how he was willing to work with the church.The Philippians church, and how he would want to offer himself as a sacrifice in service, not being the main person, but just supporting them as a sacrifice.
然后他另外提到了两个榜样，一个是提摩太，是他属灵的儿子。
And two other characters, which is one of them is Timothy, which is his spiritual son.
然后另外一位是以弗所教会派到罗马他所在坐监的地方的一位牧者以巴弗提。
The other character is Epaphroditus. He was a person that the Philippians church sent to him to Romans to visit.
使徒保罗在描述后面这两个榜样的时候，讲到他们都是为着福音的缘故，他们把自己的命都摆上。
Paul, when he described these two characters, he described them as sacrificing their life for the sake of gospel.
那我们都知道，使徒保罗本身他为着福音，他把他的命。
And we all know that the Apostle Paul, for the sake of gospel, also gave his life up.
这样你就知道了。事实上，在第二章当中，他描述了耶稣基督之后，他就讲他们这三位都是在效法耶稣基督，为着福音的缘故把命摆上。
And so the summary of chapter 2 is how he described Christ, and then following that description, he talked about himself and the other two characters and how they gave themselves up for the sake of gospel.
他呼吁教会的众弟兄姐妹，教会的领袖们，在做任何事情的时候，都要以耶稣基督的心来思考。
They imitated the life of Christ, and he encouraged all elders and leaders of church that comes along to follow this example, to continue to imitate Christ.
然后在第三章，他特别描述了他自己在追求主的路上长进的一个经历。
Chapter 3, he talks about how after he knew Christ and how he grew in his service and his road to submitting to Christ.
他有非常耀人显眼的履历。
He has very good resume.
但是他不以这个为骄傲。
But he wasn't that wasn't where his pride was.
他甚至讲到和他得到耶稣基督来相比的话，这些就像是粪土。
He even compared that with his very good resume to compare to what knowing Christ is, and that's not even comparison.
但是他讲到了一个追求基督的人，一定要有一个心与基督一同受苦。
But he talks about how if a person who knows Christ, who loves Christ, would have to have this spirit like Christ, which is to suffer with him.
他甚至讲到他愿意在耶稣基督的死里面有份。
He even mentioned how he wished to be part of the death of Christ.
换句话来说，他愿意为教会付代价。
Which, on the other hand, which in other words means he was willing to give his life up for the church.
同时，他也在第三章当中。保持他不断追求基督的一个心，是他以为他自己并没有得到，不要满足。
And he continues to say of a heart that he continues to pursue Christ, and he was not satisfied at all.
同时，他提醒说，我们追求耶稣基督的时候，我们不单单要从我们的角度去看，我们更重要的要从耶稣基督的角度来看，我们整个全人有没有被耶稣基督得到。
So in a pursuit of Christ-likeness, it shouldn't be only from our own personal point of view. We need to pursue God from God's point of view, whether God is satisfied with our life and if we have given ourselves up for God.
换句话来说，他想让自己成为一个全然成圣的人来献给主。
In other words, he wants to become a complete whole sacrifice for God.
他最后在第三章里面提醒弟兄姐妹，他说我们是天上的国民。
Lastly, he reminded the readers that they are of heaven.
我们是天上的国民，我们不属于这个地上。
We don't belong to this earth.
所以我们在追求主的时候，我们有一个渴慕的心，就是要跟主见面。
Our citizenship is in heaven, and so as we pursue Christ, we need to have that heart to long for that.
那现在我们就讨论第四章。
And so now we come to chapter 4.
那刚刚我们大家读了一部分。
We read only part of chapter 4.
23节经文可以分成六个内容。
The 23 verses, but then we could divide this chapter into six sections.
我们用这个短短的一段时间，我们讨论前面三点。
In this very short time we have, we're going to only talk about three.
我们先讨论第一点，同事同心，遇事谦让。
To work together in unity and to be forgiving. And that's from verse 4.
我想问大家一个问题，我们的盼望，我们的喜乐，还有夸的冠冕是什么？
I have a question for you. Where is your happiness? Where does your joy come from?
那我们常常说到，我们今天在地上，我们有盼望，我们有喜乐。
Where does the hope come from? We often say, oh, we live on earth, we have hope and we have joy.
我们也听到有人说我们要得主的奖赏。
And we say we want to be rewarded by Christ.
那这个奖赏到底是什么？
What is this reward that you're talking about?
刚刚参加上一堂课的内容，弟兄姐妹不要回答。
If you were in the earlier session, and don't answer that.
因为我已经在上一堂提到了。
Because I talk about that in my earlier section.
有没有单单参加这一堂敬拜的弟兄姐妹尝试的回答一下？
If you're only here for the first time this morning, can you try to answer this?
有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
刚刚请你们读 第四章是从第四节读起的。
So we just read from chapter 4, verse 4 onwards.
要是让你从第一节读起的话，你就可以讲答案了。
If you were to start reading from verse 1, you probably have the answer.
使徒保罗说，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。
Paul said, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, you are my joy and my crown.
我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
That you should stand firm in the Lord.
而这个问题呢，我是从帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章里取出来的。
And I took this question from First Thessalonians.
因为使徒保罗在那里讲的同样的啊这个道理。
Because Paul spoke about the same thing in that epistle.
将来主来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
我们众弟兄姐妹一起站在主的面前。
We'll all be standing before him.
这些使徒保罗曾经服侍过。爱过的这些教会的弟兄姐妹们站在主的面前的时候
All these brothers who served together with Paul and when they stood before, when they stand before the Lord
使徒保罗说他们就是他的奖赏就是他的喜乐就是他的冠冕
Paul will say that these brothers they are my joy and they are my crown
那第二节第三节里面讲到了教会的一些情况
Verse 2 and 3 talk about some stuff that was happening in the church
那第二节里面提到了两位女性的同工，可能是教会领袖。
Two female name were mentioned. They probably were church leaders back then.
腓立比的教会啊，实际上最初的信主的人，最初的领袖实际上是姐妹。
The Philippians church, when they first started, were made of sisters.
这个在《使徒行传》十六章里面，我想大家。已经知道
This was in Acts chapter 16.
他们可能有一点点不和谐。
They may have a little bit of a conflict.
但是呢，我们读的时候，我们千万不要像有些人把它去给它扩张，把这个好像问题夸得很大。
But when we read this, let's not read too much details into it.
因为使徒保罗对这两位姐妹同工非常的肯定，与他一同劳苦。
Because Paul was very sure that these two sisters were
在第三节里面
and that's in verse 3 they work with him
同时他提到第四节里面讲到他们的名单名字也是记在生命册上
and then their names in verse 4 their name are also recorded in the book
所以你可以看到这两位女同工是相当不错的
So we see here these two sisters were pretty outstanding.
但是当同工在一起很投入的时候，就难免会有一些不同的观点意见。
But when we work together, we know that there may be a time where there are differences in opinions.
所以使徒保罗就建议另外一位同工，第三位这里提到的，请他帮个忙去做一些调解的工作。
And so Paul suggested a third, a co-worker.To come along and to help diffuse the situation.
然后他又提到了第四位，或者是问好，或者是也请他帮忙。
And then there was a fourth name that was mentioned here.
那总之，在第五节里面，使徒保罗做一个总结，就是你们这样做，让人们看到你们是有谦让的心。
But in summary, that is in verse 5, what he wanted them to do is so that their gentleness could be evident to all.
然后他加上了几个字，非常非常重要，主已经近了。
And he added this foreword that's so important. He says, the Lord is near.
这个近了不是说离现在一年两年，而是讲确定的主就是要来了。
This near does not mean in terms of time, a year or two. The nearness means God, Jesus is with them.
如果参加过我们前面的三堂信息的弟兄姐妹，你已经感受到在腓立比书里面，使徒保罗在写书信的时候，他所表达这些观念，他都是从主的角度来看问题。
If you've been with us in this past few days and from the first three chapters, you would have learned that Paul, when he wrote this letter, he wrote it from a point of view from Christ's eyes.
表面上你看他让同工们来帮助调解这个不和谐。
On the surface, it looks as if he was only asking these co-workers to work together.
然后说你们要彼此谦让。
And then it said that y'all should have gentleness.
但这里这一句短短的话，主来了近 进的这个话，实际上是提醒他们同工们在处理问题的时候要从神的角度来看。
But just forward that the Lord is near, he was reminding them that Jesus was near them and that's how they should be handling the situation.
有一位神很重用的一位牧者，他有这样的一个体会。
There is a man of God that God used very strongly.
他说他自己每一天问他自己，如果主今天来的话，我怎么向他交账？
This is what he asked himself and hold himself accountable. If the Lord were to come today, how am I going to be accountable to him?
所以他常常问自己三个问题。
So he asked himself three questions always.
第一个问题就是问自己在世界上为主做了什么。
Question one, what have I done for God on this earth?
换句话来说，他常常思考在处理教会，在处理自己个人各方面所做的事情是有永久价值的，还是只是有暂时价值的。
In other words, he asks himself always in the things that he do, whether at church or outside of church, the things that he do they have eternal values?
那不单单是做了什么事情。
Not just what he did.
他常常提醒自己是怎么做的。
He asks himself always, how do I do these things?
用什么手段去做。
How do I do these things?
是用圣洁的，还是用卑鄙的？
Do I handle these things in a holy manner or a bad manner?
是用圣经中所按着真理去行呢，还是按着世人的做法去做？
Do I do things from the biblical standard or from a worldly standard?
然后他还问自己第三个问题。
And then he asked himself this third question.
那就是为什么要做？这个动机在哪里？
Why do I do? Or why am I doing such thing? What is my motive?
做这件事情是为了荣耀主呢，还是为了荣耀自己？
Whatever I do, is it for the glory of God, or is it for self-glorification?
或者荣耀自己的家庭？
Or for self, for my own family?
或者荣耀自己的教堂？
Or is it just for my own church?
或者荣耀自己的宗派？
Or for my denomination,
荣耀自己的机构,
my organization,
而不是荣耀神,
and all of those except to glorify God.
我想当使徒保罗在劝他们和解的时候，也提醒他们在处理问题的时候，要看将来能不能在神面前交账。
And so as Paul was trying to help them to work together, he was reminding them to view everything from the point of God, from when God.As if God is looking down at them.
那第六节和第七节是我们大家很熟悉的经文。
Verse 6 and 7 is very familiar to us.
第六节说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
如果你不了解腓立比教会的背景呢，你就觉得好像保罗就是像我们平时跟弟兄姐妹说，哦，不要担心，神会保护你的。
If you don't understand the background of the church, the Philippian church, you would think that this verse meant like, what we would say to each other every day. Oh, that's nothing to worry. Everything will be fine.
哦，不要担心，神会提供供应的。
Don't worry, God will provide.
我想我们讲这样的话都很容易。
We say these easily.
那刚刚我们已经讲了使徒保罗的处境。他自己在监狱中连自由都没有。
We mentioned about Paul. He was in prison. He had no freedom.
但是腓立比的教会情况也不比他好到什么地方去。
But the Philippian church, their situation wasn't any better than Paul's.
在哥林多后书第八章讲到腓立比的教会外面面对的是迫害。
Second Corinthians said, mentioned how the Philippian church was being crucified by the outsides.
而内部却是非常非常的贫穷。
And on the inside of the church, this is they're very poor.
你把你自己放在这个处境当中。
So put yourself in the situation.
外面有人跟你过不去。
You have persecution from the outside.
家中穷的下一顿饭怎么吃都不知道。
On the inside, you're so poor, you don't have money for food.
你说你这时候会怎么样？
What would you do if you were in that situation?
会不会担心？
Will you be worried?
我想世人应该都会担心。
I think we will all be worried.
所以使徒保罗就是在这样一个背景下提醒他们。
And so Paul, under the circumstances, reminded the Philippian church.
但是使徒保罗是用一个非常特别的方式来提醒。
But Paul used a very special way to remind them.
因为腓立比的教会实在是太好了。
Because the Philippian church was just so good.
他们在极穷之间，穷得光当当的时候，他们仍然把奉献拿去帮助耶路撒冷穷教会。
Because even while they were so poor that they don't even have money for food, they, in their poorness, still were supporting Jerusalem, churches in Jerusalem.
然后他们拿钱去支持保罗的宣教的工作。
And they used the whatever money that they have to support Paul and his, on his missionary trip.
所以保罗在这里实际上是提醒他们说，不要挂虑，我们的神，我们的耶稣基督是我们真正的依靠。
So Paul here was trying to remind them and to encourage them to not be anxious about anything because God is the one true God that we relied on.
所以祷告是表明我们需要依赖神。
And so prayer simply means we are relying on God.
祷告表明我们愿意降服在神的面前来向他求。
Prayer means we are willing to come before God and submit ourselves to God.
祷告不是开口向神要东西。
Surrender to God and praying doesn't mean we just open our mouth and ask God for things.
我们要，我们也要在按着神的心意去要。
We ask, but we ask according to the heart of Christ.
这里我就要提一下祷告和读经的关系。
So here I want to talk about prayer and reading the scripture.
这是借用一位弟兄John White 已经被主接去了，他是一位祷告的勇士。
This is written by John White. He passed away, but he was a prayer warrior.
他说祷告是火，但需要燃料和点火源。
Prayer is fire, and it needs materials.
Oh, the light, also light.
And light to start a fire.
圣经的真理是燃料。
The truth in the Bible is our material.
圣灵是点火源。
The Holy Spirit is our light, is the lighter.
我们要祷告。
We need a prayer.
我们也要为别人祷告。
And we need to pray for others.
但是我们心中首先要充满神的真理。
But in our hearts, we must first of all be filled with truth.
如果我们心中没有神的真理的话，他说我们的祷告就会有问题。他这里说，如果我们心里充满了神的真理的话，那么圣灵就在我们的心中把这个燃料就燃起来了。
If we have truth in our heart, then the Holy Spirit can light the fire
在我们的心里。
In our hearts,
这样就是
and the fire can start.
这样就是用圣经的真理来引导我们去行事。
That's really using the truth of the scripture to lead us in our prayer.
要是我们祷告，但是却没有真理。
If we pray, but we pray without understanding the truth, without truth,
祷告就很难长久。
And then prayer will not last long.
祷告的心也就不会火热。
Your heart will not be on fire.
祷告的内容就不一定会满足神的心意。
And your prayer will not be pleasing and according to the will of God.
但是对腓立比的教会来说，
But to the Philippian church,
使徒保罗知道他们爱主。
Paul knew that they love God.
知道他们明白真理。
Paul knew that they know the truth.
因为整个腓立比书里面，你没有看到保罗的任何的指责。
Because from the through the whole book of Philippians, we will not read about how Paul would criticize them in their understanding of truth.
所以第七节说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Verse 7, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
平安这个字在中文在英文当中好像都没有什么特别。
The word peace doesn't seem to mean a lot in both in Chinese or in English translation.
但是在原来希腊文当中他选的这个字确实有非常特殊的意思。
But in Greek, in the original language, it has very, very special meaning.
这个平安的意思包括如果有战争，那你可以躲开。
This meant the word peace meant if you were in a war, we could avoid war and be safe.
或者社会上有灾祸，你可以得解脱。
Or if there's any social problem or you know, and you could be released from that.
或者生活中有难处啊，会环境上会有改变，也可以让你可以解除这个难处。
Or if you have problems in your life, this word peace, could mean that you could be relieved from those suffering.
所以保罗选的这个字是说神会帮助你们，但是帮助的方式方法我们不知道。所以是出人意外的。
Paul chose this word to mean that, well, God is with you, God will help you, but we don't know how God is going to work, and he will surprise you.
换句话来，如果我们今天的话来解读，就是说，不管你遇到什么样的环境，那神都会用一种非常特殊的方法让你平平安安过去。
In other words, whatever you're going through right now, God will use his very special, mysterious way to get you out, and he will work and he will get you out of your situation.
然后他这里讲到保守这个心怀意念。
Here he talks about guarding your hearts and your mind.
这个英文讲得很清楚，就是我们的心意，也就是我们整个这个周末所讲的心想事成的前面的两个字，心里想，神保守他们心中所想。
It's just like what it says in this English translation that God will guard our hearts and our minds, and all of this in Christ Jesus.
那神怎么样来保护、保守我们的心，让我们有真正的平安呢？
So how is God going to guard our hearts and our minds, so that we can have peace?
第八和第九节，使徒保罗就把它展开了。
And so Paul elaborated this in verse 8 and 9.
这个很展开的时候是非常有意思的。
As he elaborate, I mean, it's really interesting how you elaborate this.
第八节他一开场他是说这个话是讲不完的啊，我就选几句话来讲吧。Verse 8,
Well, verse 8 it says, finally, it's as if there's so many words that I can choose from, and I'm just going to choose the following few words.
所以他首先先讲到凡是真实的、可敬的。公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要记思念。
Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
都要思念，再一次讲到心想。
So think about such things. So it's talking about your hearts and your mind.
当我们的心动起来的时候，我们可以来帮助我们自己调整我们的人生。
When your heart and your mind are being worked, it helps us to, it affects our attitudes.
我们作为主的门徒，我们生活的优先顺序，我们行事为人的动机标准，我们都是跟世人不一样的。
As believers, our priority in lives, our attitudes, our purpose in life, all needs to be organized according and starting from Christ's point of view.
所以我们需要常常的心里思考。
So we need to constantly be thinking and using our hearts and our minds.
效法基督这一本书是许多弟兄姐妹读过的。
The Imitation of Christ is a very popular book which many of us have read.
这个金碧士啊，他在啊写这一个灵修的书的时候啊，他实际上是把他自己的一个心路历程啊，把它写在了里面。
The author, well, he wrote this book. He was writing his attitudes and his feelings.
我这里仅仅引用他其中的一句话。
I'm just going to use one a phrase that he wrote.
他说人可以借助两个平衡的翅膀摆脱地上的事。
By two wings is man lifted above earthly things.
我们今天讲到地上的事给我们带来不平安，不是吗？
We talk about how the things of this earth brings a lot of worries in our life, right?
我们常常有忧郁的心。
We worry, we have anxious anxiety.
这些忧郁的事情都是在地上的。
All these anxieties are things of this world.
但是使徒保罗总是常常提醒我们要留心，我们不要将来站在主的面前担忧，就麻烦了。
But Paul kept reminding us to not worry, be worried about things of this earth, so that when we meet Christ, we will not be, we will be able to stand before Christ.
所以金碧士在这里借着他自己的灵修的体会，他告诉了我们他自己的一个方法。
And this author, from his own from his own study, shares with us his attitude.
他说，摆脱地上这些让你烦恼的事情，啊，就是两个方面，他可以有翅膀把它摆脱掉。
He said he mentioned how he could be relieved of these things, the anxiety of this world, like two wings on his body.
一个翅膀叫简单，再一个翅膀叫洁净。
One wing is a wing of simplicity, and the other wing is a wing of purity.
他在这里，他的上下文里面所讲到的，他的这个简单是讲的对着主专注。
Simplicity is the intention, which is the focus on Christ alone.
如果说我们在地上生活上，我们对我们的主关注的比较多的话，那我们对我们身边烦扰我们的事情。就会关注的比较少。
If on earth, while on earth, our focus is on Christ, if our focus is a lot on Christ, then the things of this world will diminish.
同样的，他在这里讲的这个纯洁、洁净，讲的是我们对主的那一个情感。
Purity is in the affection that we have for Christ.
就好像是那个未婚妻在等待那个未婚夫要来迎娶她。
Just like if the fiance is waiting for the groom to come and receive her.
她的心不会再去想其他的男人。
Her heart will not be still looking for other men.
那在这里第八节，这个四章的第八节里面，他提到了八个行动的指南。
In verse 8, there are eight action verbs.
有人说是六个，把后面两个作为对前面六个的描述。那我呢就把它分成八个。
Some say that there were six because they summarized the last two to what was the six that was before. But I'm going to say eight.
但是这个都没有关系，这些都是好事情。
Doesn't matter because these are all good things.
好事情就是要常常的去思想。
Good things are what we should often be thinking about.
那好事情为什么要去思想？
Why do we want to keep thinking about good things?
使徒保罗在罗马书十二章的第二节就讲得很清楚了。
Paul in Romans 12, 2,
讲得就非常非常清楚了。
12:2, Paul says.
他怎么说呢？那他说一个不要，然后说一个只要。这个不要呢，是不要效法这个世界；只要呢，只要我们的心意要更新变化。
He said, do not. And then he said to be transformed. He said, and he starts with saying, do not be conformed, but then be transformed.
Yeah, 英文翻出来了，是被改变变化。所以换句话来说，前面这个不要是讲不要效法这个世界，后面这个只要是说只要让神来更新改变它。
And very, just like the verse says, in the first part of the verse, it says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but only, and be transformed, and be renewed by your mind.
当我们常常的思想这些美善事情的时候，神就在我们的脑子中就工作。
But so if you keep your mind occupied by all these good things, then God will start working in your life.
使徒保罗说，在这个过程当中，在这个被 transform 的这个过程当中，在这个转换的过程当中，我们就能够体会到什么是神在我们身上要成就的心意。
And Paul says here, in the process of transforming, we will be able to test and approve what is God's will.
那我们到现在为止都是讲怎么想，想什么，对不对？
So far we've only been talking about how we should be thinking with our mind, right?
这是第八节的内容。
And this was the content of verse 8.
那第九节呢，就转到要行了。
And so now in verse 9, we're going to talk about what you ought to do.
第八节说，你们都要去想。
Verse 8 talks about you need to think.
那第九节说，你们要去行。
And verse 9 says you need to go work on these.
第九节这么说。
Verse 9.
你们在我身上所学习的，所领受的，所听见的，所看见的。这些事你们都要去行，然后得来的是什么？是平安的神就必与你们同在。
Verse 9, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and what will happen? The God of peace will be with you.
神给我们的应许这么的清楚， 我们今天常常跟神求平安求平安，但是呢我们把这个次序颠倒了。我们求神给我们平安，但是我们不去行。
We often ask God in we ask God for peace. But we don't do what God wants us to do first, in which is to put it into practice. Put it into practice, then God, the God of peace, will be with us.
美善的事情不单单要去想，而且要去行。
Good things not only just think about all these things in your mind, but you need to put them into practice.
这个平安，神的应许就来到。
And when you do that, the God of peace will be with you.
这是应许。
This is a promise.
所以我们这一堂的题目是讲到无忧的心。
And the topic of this morning session is secrets to a worry-free heart.
我们想美善的事情。
We think about good things.
我们去行美善的事情。
We go work, put them into practice.
神的平安自然就会帮助我们，就不需要担忧。
And then the God of peace will be with you, and we will then not have any worry.
使徒保罗告诉腓立比的教会，凡是从他学到的、从他领受的、听到的、看到的，都要去行。
Paul reminded the Philippians church, for everything that they have learned or received, that they are supposed to put them into practice.
那对你对我来说，整本圣经的真理，我们都要去学，都要去听，都要去看，都要去了解。然后在我们周围2000年来教会历史中的属灵伟人的榜样，我们同样要去效法。
And so for you and I today, all that we have read in the Bible from the Old to the New Testament, and all the wise men and all the great characters in the Bible and throughout church history, we need to not just only hear them, see them, but we need to put them into practice.
但这是一个过程。
But this is a process.
我们在座的大概绝大部分人都知道锻炼身体对自己有好处。
All of us here should know that working out is good for your body.
但是使徒保罗提醒我们，
But Paul is reminding us,
在提摩太前书第四章第七第八节，
First Timothy 4, 7 and 8,
他讲到我们不单单在身体上的锻炼是有好处，
Not only do we just work out our body,
但是在属灵的事情上我们操练，那个好处就更大。
But on spiritual matters, if we were to work our spiritual muscle, that will bring us blessings too.
为什么？
Why?
这就是前面我们讲到另外的那三个问题的思考。我们在地上做的事情，哪些是有长久价值的？哪些只是有暂时价值？
Those are related to the first three questions that I asked you earlier. What are the things that we do, which one of them has eternal value and which one of them are temporary?
锻炼身体只是对今生这一段时间有好处。
Working out your body is only temporary for life on this earth.
我曾经做过运动员。
I was an athlete.
我看到很多的人因着锻炼身体反把身体锻炼坏了。
I've seen with my own eyes how athletes build their body and then they end up hurting their body.
当你锻炼身体过度了。
If you overwork your body,
你的身体不能承受。
Your body reach a point of where they can't handle.
那个害处比你不锻炼还要大得多。
When that happened, the harm that you caused your body became worse than as if you did not even work out your body.
但是你要是操练敬虔，操练属灵的事情。
But if you were to put into practice holiness, spiritual matters.
Yeah,
God will bless you.
这个不单是今生，来生，它两方面都有好处。
That not only is for this life, it is for eternal life.
今天的教会跟社会关系蛮密切的。
In the world we live in right now, the church and the world has a quite close relationship.
那如果教会跟社会这个关系蛮密切的，是教会用福音去影响这个社会的话，这就是好事。
So having such close relationship between the church and the world, and if the church were to use the gospel to influence the world, then that's good news.
但是今天教会跟社会的关系比较密切，是正好是个反向。
However, the relationship is the opposite now. The closeness is the opposite.
社会上有什么流行的东西，教会里面马上就接受，而且被冲击。
Whatever is whatever is fashionable in the world right now, it enters into our church really quickly.
那我这里列了几个例子。
I have a couple examples here.
一个是忙文化。
Business.
Culture of business.
A culture of business.
第二个食文化。
Food culture.
讲究吃。
Talks about eating.
子文化。我们的孩子
children,
成了我们的最重要的事情
children become the most important thing in our life
异文化兴起我们不了解的新的东西别的文化我们都希望学一学了解一点猎奇
differences novelties new things new things that enter us we want to learn
然后色文化色情
pornography
今天教会中过去连续两年，连续两年的调查，北美的传道人。
In this, in the last 2 years, there's a survey that was going on.
By Christianity Today.
By a survey done by Christianity Today.
过去两年，牧者经常看黄色网站的牧者在北美超过60%。
Over 60% of pastors surveyed. Admit to going on pornography website and viewing them, and these are pastors.
过去两年大家都听到的，加拿大的那个鼓动婚外情的那个网站被人家黑客解开了。Edison Ashley, Madison Ashley.
There's a website in Canada, I think, that promotes extramarital.
他的口号就是说，人生太短暂了，让我们来一次一夜情。
The slogan for the website is, "Life is short. Let's have one night stand."
等到这个黑客把他们拿到的数据库里的名字全部把它公布了之后，很多有名的牧者。很多有名的在基督徒的圈子里有名望的人都在那里
The site was taken down already but before they could take down I think there was a list of the customers I guess and when we look at the customer list lots and lots of famous people were on the list even famous people in the Christian world
新奥尔良神学院浸信会神学院有一位教授
A professor in a seminary in
New Orleans.
同
时也是新奥尔良那边教会的牧师。
He was also a pastor in New Orleans as well.
有一个非常美丽的妻子。
He has a very pretty wife.
有两个非常可爱的孩子，一男一女。
Two very cute children, a boy and a girl.
在他神学院开学，就差不多这个时候，两年前开学之前，他就自杀了。
Just 2 years ago, almost the same time, just before school was about to start for him, he killed himself.
原因是因为他的名字暴露在被人家公布黑客公布出来在那网站上。
And the reason was that his name was on that list.
他觉得没有脸面面对他的妻子、孩子和面对他要教的神学院的学生。还有教会的弟兄姐妹。
He was so, and the reason was he was so ashamed of himself. He couldn't stand before his wife, his children, before the seminary, before his church.
我们在暗中所做的事情。
Whatever we do in the dark.
我们不今生没有被暴露，将来站在主的面前也要被暴露。
Even if what you do in the dark wasn't exposed, it will be exposed when you meet the Lord.
我们今天对这些东西好像觉得没有什么严重性。
We may not think that these things are a big deal to our life.
但是在教会的历史上，这些都被称作是大罪。
But in our church history, these are considered the seven big sins.
举个例子吧，第六点，馋嘴。
Six is gluttony.
哦，你说馋嘴怎么是大罪？
How could gluttony be a sin?
每一项致命的大罪都是从人们的一个很合理的欲望开始的。
All of this big sin started from our heart when we think that it is fine.
欲望不是犯罪，就是包括性欲也是神所创造的。
欲望 is desire, right? Desire is never a sin.
但是圣经告诉我们，这个性欲只能在婚姻之中。
Even for let's say number seven, lust, it is not a sin until you start lusting.
如果 我们跨越了界限。
But if we cross the line,
这个欲望就成了大罪。
Does the desire then become a big sin?
我想教会对食文化应该也要谨慎。
So, I think the church needs to be very careful of the sin of gluttony.
为什么历代教会都看重的大罪，到了现在大家不觉得，你觉得没有怎么？
Why is it that these big sins were huge in our church history, but on this day and age, we don't think that this is a problem?
原因就是因为我把它都打出来，这样方便大家思考哈。原因就是因为我们现在操练金钱非常非常少。
The reason is we do not practice
godliness.
We do not practice godliness or holiness in our day and age.
这是今天教会的软弱。
This is the weakness in the church today.
我们自从成为神的儿女之后，
ever since we become a child of God,
我们也没有常常单独的自己在那里有安静有默想。
Do you spend quiet time alone between you and God?
我们有没有经常固定的禁食祷告？
Do you practice fasting and prayer?
我们是否只是满足于读经而不是研经？
Are you satisfied with just Bible reading? Do you research the Bible?
Study
the Bible.
我想同样的，我们常常有这种集体性的敬拜。
At the same time, though we come together often, as a group, a big group.
但是我们有没有个人的敬拜
？But do you practice personal worship with God?
我们是不是把敬拜看成是我们人生整个的我们生活就是一种敬拜
？Do you treat worship as your lifestyle? Do you worship, as a life?
我们的经济状况好转以后，我们的生活是慢慢向奢侈的方向发展，还是说我们过简朴的生活？
When you financially when you get better and better, do you grow towards the world or do you continue? Will you practice self-control?
我们在服事当中只是说固定的、机械性的做一些事情。做一些事工，还是说我们真正去关心那些有需要的人
？And when you serve, do you serve as if you're a robot and just doing what you do, or do you serve with love？
我们顺服、谦让、彼此顺服、彼此谦让的这些美德，我们是不是在教会中越来越少了
？When you submissiveness, are you submit? Do you submit to each other while you serve？
再一个就是奉献舍己
，and tithes and offering。
我们只是满足于 tithes offering。
Do you only satisfy the very minimum of tithes and offering？
我们是不是把我们的身体献上
？Or do you offer your body as a sacrifice？
或者说，我们愿意献上我们身体以外的东西给神
？Or in other words, are you willing to offer things that material things above your body, yeah, you're willing to offer your material stuff on top of their body.
我想这是我们要思考的。
These are things that we ought to be thinking about.
而第八第九节，腓立比书第八第九节就是提醒我们。
Verse 8 and 9 is a verse.
美善的事要常常的想。
To think about the good things.
美善的事要学习操练都去行。
I'm not just thinking. We need to put them into practice.
追求基督信仰成熟两个重要的关键，我们在星期五晚上第一堂就提到了。
Christianity has got two very important parts.
Key to leads maturity.
What, that will lead us into eternity.
Maturity.
These two parts will lead us into maturity.
一个就是圣经的真理。
One is the truth in the Bible.
这是我们获得真理的渠道。
This is the path for us to truth.
再一个就是圣灵引导我们来过这个人生，就是我们讲的信心的生活，信心的实践。
Secondly, is how the Holy Spirit will lead us into our life of faith and living our life.
使徒保罗在第四章第八节告诉我们都要去思想。
All of these, Paul said, we need to put our minds and our hearts to.
这些客观的、外在的、这些历史的这些东西，我们都要去思考，都要去学习。
All of these things we need to go and think about.
但是第九节他强调的，我们自己个人主观的方面，我们要去实践，要去体验。
In verse 9, he talks about putting our thoughts and everything in a practical manner to put them into practice.
这样的话，我就把今天上午我们短短的前面的九节讨论了，后面的我们就请大家自己能够去阅读思考。
And so I present to you just this first half of chapter 4, 1 to 9, and verse 10 onwards, I advise you all to go home and read on your own.
那在这个三天的聚会当中，我们用了这一幅图画来做一个代表，来帮助大家重新思考。
And so this weekend, I had chosen to use this picture to represent our weekend.
从星期五的晚上，我们就讲到了我们学习要透过圣经来看世界。
On Friday, we talk about how we need to look at the world through the view of the Bible.
这是德国的画家这个汉斯·托马，他在1883年所画的一幅油画。
This picture was painted by a German artist in 1800s.
Yeah. 那么我们借用它来帮助我们思考。我们应该要有的一个思维方式。
So we are using his picture to help us to focus our mind and how we should be viewing the world.
那在我们这一共这五堂信息的开始的时候，我们送给大家一节经文。
We have 5 sessions this weekend, and I have this verse for every one of us.
我们在第一堂开始的时候，跟大家一起读了箴言的第四章的23节。
Before we start, I started from Proverbs chapter 4.
我跟大家讲过，这一节经文伴随着我许多许多年。
I've shared with you how this verse had walked with me all my life.
那我们请大家用中文一起读一遍，然后我们请我们的姐妹带大家用英文读一遍。
Let's try to read this verse together, first in Chinese, and then we'll read in English.
请。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
那我们现在到结束的时候，我再送给大家一节经文。
And as we come to a conclusion of this meeting, I have another verse for you.
这就是腓立比书第二章的十三节。
This is from Philippians 2:13.
那我们也把它读一下，好吧？那中文的在屏幕上，那屏幕上的英文呢是 New Living Translation。那我们也可以就是把英文按照它的这个翻译的译本读一下，好不好？我们先请中文的，请，因为。
Please read with me in English. For God is working in you,
giving you the desire
and the power to do what pleases him.
心想是讲我们立志。
Whatever you think in your heart needs to be accompanied by what you do.
No, come from you. You think about
you, yeah, what you do comes from what is from your heart.
但是事成却是在神。
But whatever that's going to be done comes from God.
但是我们是可以这样做的。
But we can do it.
那我用一个故事来结束。
I will conclude with a story.
很多年前，一个寓言故事，一个寓言故事。
Oh, many years ago, there was a prophecy.
Story.
Yeah. Okay, that was a story.
有很多的版本哈。
The many versions to this story.
那我在这里讲两个版本。
I will tell you only two versions of the story.
有一个鹰的蛋混在了鸡蛋里面。
There was an eagle egg that was mixed into all the chicken eggs.
有听过这个故事吧？
Have you heard of the story?
然后呢，那母鸡呢就孵蛋了。
And so the mother hen came and tried to sit on the.
所以呢，这个鹰蛋、鸡蛋慢慢就都出壳了。
So the eggs all started hatching.
然后呢，就成了一群小鸡，那个小鹰也就跟在小鸡里面。
And so then there is a bunch of little chicks, and then among those chicken chicks, there is the eagle chick.
你如果养过鸡的话。或者你养过鸽子的话，你就看到它们完全不一样。
If you have had raised chickens before, you would know that these they would look very different.
这个鸡走着路，这个头就是看在地上，就是一直在找东西这样。
The chicken, little chicks, when they walk, they walk with their heads down and they kept looking for food on the ground.
挺像我们的人生的。
It kind of very similar to our life, isn't it?
总是为我们自己找一点让我们得益处的东西在这个地上。
Because we go around looking for little things that would benefit ourselves.
这个头好像很难休息的，总是在。
Our heads are as if it's very hard for us to rest our head because we're always.
就像我们现在这个忙文化，把我们忙的就是这样。
And just like everything around us, it makes us so busy with our life.
每次天上这个鹰飞过的时候。
Every time an eagle fly over.
有些小鸡就把这个翅膀伸出来，看着天上的鹰，也学着抖两下。
And these little chicks will try to open their wings and try to flap and try to want to fly.
慢慢慢慢，他们就在这个环境里一天一天长大。
And slowly they all grew up.
每次天上鹰飞过的时候，他们就学着这么抖几下。
Every time an eagle fly by them, they try to fly up.
那现在有两个版本了。
So there are two versions.
我不知道你喜欢哪个版本。
I don't know which version you will like, but
我都讲。
I'm going to tell both.
先讲 A 版本。
So that was A.
然后讲完了要表决，你们喜欢哪个版本。
And in the end, you all have to choose, all right?
A 版本是说，每一次鹰飞过的时候，他们有一些小鸡先长大了，就在抖翅膀。
So version A is, so whenever the eagle fly by, these little chickens will open their arms and they try to fly.
那个把他们从蛋壳里孵出来的那个老母鸡就叹一口气说，孩子别犯傻了。
And the mother hen who hatched them tell her little chickens and said, well, children, don't be silly.
那是鹰啊。
Don't be silly, that is an eagle.
他们是属天的。
They belong in the sky.
我们呢？
We?
我们属地的。
We belong to this world, this earth.
快去找食吧。
Go look for food.
所以就在那里又忙。
So the chickens go back and pick the food.
这是版本 A.
So that was version A.
喜欢吗？
Do you like that?
举手好不好？
If you like that version, raise your hand.
什么？就两三个人举手？
Two or three? That's all?
我那个 B 等于会更糟糕啊。
My other version is worse.
大概很多人都知道这个故事。
Because I think you all know the story.
好，现在讲 B 版本。
So, version B.
还是一样哈，每次鹰飞过的时候，大家这个翅膀都这么抖几下。
So it's the same story, right? Every time the eagle fly by, the chicken try to fly.
哎，有一天那只小鹰啊。
So one day this little eagle chick.
它飞上抖了几下以后啊。
He flapped his wing a little bit, a few times.
它离开地面这个高度好像比其他的小鸡稍微高一点点。
And he flapped his wings and he was able to be off the ground much higher than the rest.
哦，他好兴奋啊，他就。
He was excited.
我高啊，我起了很高。
He's excited. I can fly. I can fly.
那个当然把他孵出来的鸡妈妈就说，哎呀，孩子别犯傻了，我们属地。
And of course the mother hen said, well, don't be silly. Don't be silly.
就下一次那个鹰飞过的时候，
and the next time this eagle fly by,
他又试着把他的翅膀再抖几下。
And little eagle tried to fly again.
哎呦，他离地又更高了一点。
And this time he was able to fly even higher.
他发现他自己好像有潜力。
And he started to think that, oh, I have potential.
所以等到再有一次鹰飞过的时候，
so now, and when the eagle fly again,
他就是不停地抖翅膀。
He kept flapping.
他离开地面越来越高，越来越
高。So he fly higher and higher.
最后，他加入了鹰的行列。
And in the end, he joined the eagle.
好，这是 B 版本。
So that's version B.
这是 A 版本，这是 B 版本。
A and B.
我先问 A 谁喜欢
？Who likes A?
哇，现在没有，有一位喜欢 A。好，两位。
Two.
B 版本呢
？B.
哦，大部分都喜欢 B.、Yeah.
Most of you are like B.
那当然，这是个寓言故事。
Of course, this is a story.
但是这个寓言故事可以描述我们在座的。神的儿女，
but this story can describe us as children of God.
我们也可以跟世人一样，在这个世上，
we can be like the people of this world.
跟他们一样的忙碌度过这一生，
we can be busy with them.
但是我们也可以是像那个鹰一样，我们 有我们的去的地方。
Or we can be like that little eagle chick. We,
我们可以在空中
we know where we're going.
自由的翱翔。
We can fly in the sky.
因为神把他的生命给了我们。
Because God gave His life for us.
我们不是鸡的生命，我们是有鹰的生命。
We have lives like eagle.
圣经告诉我们，他把他的灵放在我们里面。
Bible tells us that He puts His spirit in us.
为我们重新造一个新的心。
He gave us a new heart.
关键是我们愿不愿意去操练。
The crucial point here is, are you willing to work your heart?
我们愿意去操练，神就让我们这个属灵的生命一天一天长大，我们就越来越能够去抵挡罪恶。
If you're willing to work your heart, God will cause us to grow more and more every day.
我们愿意服侍主，服侍他的教会。
If you're willing to serve serve God and serve His church,
神就会把他的爱更多的给我们。
God will then put His more of His love in us.
让我们去祝福别人。
So that we can be a blessing to others.
心想事成。
Think and be, think, work will be done.
我不知道心想事成怎么翻译成英文。
think thoughts and work done.
但是我想我们都知道，鹰是属天的。
But we know eagles belong to the sky.
我们在座的都是属主的。
And we all belong to the Lord.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.